As of yesterday, the small island village was down to just 400 gallons of heating oil, and the local tribal council officially declared the situation to be an emergency. Both the local government and the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association have appealed to Governor Sarah Palin for help. Council Clerk Nina McNeil says that while many homes still have small amounts of fuel left, others do not, and local authorities are working to get community members to conserve oil in any way they can.
We're trying to get families to move in with families, which is not successful yet until, I guess, when they do run out, they will have to move in.
Nikolsky was supposed to receive a barge shipment from Delta Western Fuels in the fall, before the winter storm set in, but the barge never arrived. In the meantime, Nikolsky continues to get its fuel by expensive air deliveries of about 10 barrels each, for which it has paid more than $48,000 over the past several months. Most of the deliveries have come on planes from Unalaska by Ace Cargo, which dropped off another 10 barrels today. Greg Hawthorne, the company's director of operations in Unalaska, says he's committed to keeping the fuel coming to the best of his ability. He says starting tomorrow, Ace hopes to have a plane set aside in Unalaska for daily fuel runs to Nikolsky as the weather allows.
I don't want these people having to suffer. There's kids out there. You know, we'll carry it on the books for a while if we have to, but we're going to get as much stuff in there as we can for them. We're going to try and take care of the situation, and I'm going to try and start tomorrow and work until I'm told to stop.
But Hawthorne says that bad runway conditions in Nikolsky make those deliveries risky for his planes, and Nikolsky is now depending on financial assistance from APIA and other groups to pay for them. So the village's problems won't be solved until a barge can make it to the shore. Delta Western has a barge delivery tentatively scheduled for next Monday, but with blizzards and high winds hitting the Aleutian chain, whether that will actually happen is anyone's guess. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.